Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about TypeScript's migration to Go for its compiler. Exciting stuff. 10 times faster compiler? That's a huge claim. What's the real story?
Exactly. The article dives into what that 10x claim really means. It's not about your TypeScript code running faster. It's the compilation process. Like a car factory getting faster. Not the car itself.
Got it. So, why Go? Why not stick with JavaScript?
The article explains that Node.js, built on the V8 engine, is great for IO-bound tasks. Web servers, network stuff, that's its sweet spot. But compilers? They're CPU-intensive beasts.
So JavaScript's single-threaded nature becomes a bottleneck?
Precisely. Compiling involves heavy computation, parsing, optimizing. JavaScript's event loop just isn't ideal for that. It has to constantly yield control, breaking up the compiler's natural flow. Go, on the other hand, with its Go routines, excels at parallel processing.
I see. Interesting. But Node.js has worker threads, right? Why not leverage those?
Good question. The article suggests a few reasons. Legacy code, complexity of data sharing between threads, the overhead of multiple V8 instances. Plus, Go's lightweight Go routines and shared memory model seem much better suited for this task. Go makes concurrency a first-class citizen, unlike JavaScript needing workarounds.
So it's about choosing the right tool for the job.
Absolutely. The author also points out the evolution problem. TypeScript started much simpler. JavaScript made sense then. But as it grew, its JavaScript foundations became limiting.
Makes sense. Any downsides to this migration?
The article raises good points about browser support for the Go compiler, feature parity, and plugin compatibility. These are things to watch out for.
I'm curious about the 10x claim. Seems almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
The author shares that skepticism. They question what wasn't optimal in the old setup.
And rightly so.
A 10x jump usually means something wasn't done right initially. Right?
Right. Any final takeaways?
A key is to understand your runtime model and match your tech to the problem. Reevaluate choices as projects grow. Don't be afraid of bold moves like rewrites if needed. And always, always look beyond the headlines. This isn't about JavaScript being bad. It's about Go being a better fit for this specific use case.
Thanks for breaking this down. Really insightful.
Glad to. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time.
I will be back. Goodbye.